Duke and Dow with you in studio for First Bank Bombing Sports Friday today. And joining us live on the air in studio today, the latest head volleyball coach for the Star Valley Lady Braves. That's Kalen Schwab. Coach Schwab, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, Kalen, thanks for coming in and talking to us a bit to talk about volleyball. Now, you have been around the Star Valley volleyball program for a while. We were just talking off mic. You've been at the middle school for a while. You were at the high school last year. Kind of give us some of your background before we go any further.
Yeah, for sure. So when I first came to Star Valley, I started coaching at the middle school, and I coached with Coach Taylor down there, and I was a seventh grade coach. And I was also coaching. The main coach at that point was Coach Tykert. And then a year after that, it was Coach Peterson. And I was coaching eighth grade, and I coached eighth grade for the next 4 years. Then I just barely switched over to the high school, where I was the sophomore coach, and I kind of, you know, worked there and did my thing. And yeah, I've been in the district for, I mean, this fall will be 8 years. I've coached under Tykert, Peterson, and Toomer, and, you know, Brown. So I've been through everybody, and now I'm stepping into it and seeing what we can do.
That's a pretty solid coaching tree that you just dropped right there. Coach Kalen Schwab in studio this morning. For people that don't know you, the Schwab name, are you a Star Valley Schwab? Maybe tell people about your background and how you what your connections are to Star Valley first. And then before you became a coach, what was your experience in volleyball? What did you did as maybe growing up through your teen years?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm the Star Valley Schwabs. Tyler Schwab's my brother. Shea Schwab's my sister. Seth Schwab's my brother. Vance Schwab's my dad. I was the only one that really didn't get super into athletics in high school, like, which is odd now that I'm in this position. But before I went on a mission, I went with my mom and dad, and I traveled and watched Shea play volleyball quite a bit and really started to like the game at that point. And then when I came back, I took some coaching classes, and realistically, I just fell in love with the game. I have season tickets to the Utah Utes volleyball. I've gone to a lot of BYU volleyball, Utah State. I actually season ticket holder for the new Pro League, and there's a team in Salt Lake. I go to clinics. I just fell in love with the game. I went to the National Volleyball Championship last year in Tampa. I went to the VNL Championship, which is kind of like all the Olympic teams coming together to watch them in Texas. I just love the game of volleyball.
Well, Kalen, kind of talk to us about some of your philosophy, some of the things you want to do and things that you would like to do with the Lady Braves program, which has a strong history of being very competitive. I was noting this as I was kind of looking this up. They've been to the state tournament the last 10 years in a row, seven of which at the 4A class. You talk about your sister, Shea. Shea was kind of I remember we used it as a basketball phrase, but she was kind of the mother hen of the baby Braves back in the day. But kind of talk to us about that whole thing.
Okay. I would like to break the glass ceiling because we just haven't quite got that title in 4A yet. And it's going to take a pretty special group to do it. The 4A class is tough. I think we do have the potential to get there, but it's going to take some work. You know, we're going to have to run our offense a little bit differently. We're going to have to be a little more deceptive. We're going to have to embrace the grind, and, you know, we're going to have to fight and get that title.
You know, you mentioned the coaching tree and some of the coaches that you've coached under. And so you've seen the coaching and culture, right? With any program, any level, it comes down to coaching and culture. How do you see yourself maybe building on the culture of Star Valley High School athletics that's already in place with this program?
For sure. I think it's a little intimidating following that coaching tree a little bit, you know. But I've learned a lot from each one. They all have great things. I was on staff with Coach Brown last year, and Coach Hokanson, and Coach Paige Toomer, not Brian Toomer, but his daughter-in-law. And I think I've just learned from each one of them, and I've like kind of figuring out what my coaching identity is. I'm pretty into like numbers, and it's how I see the game, and I'm pretty like more strategic minded, and that's kind of where I more fit in. and that's kind of what I'm hoping we can do.
You talk about the 4A class, and it is a tough one. Obviously, there's always teams that every year that are kind of reloading and trying to win that title and things like that. The Lady Braves, as I said, have had a really strong program historically, and they're getting to state. It's been a little bit since they've made a big push to try and get to that title game. What do you feel like are some things you can do to you talk about embracing the grind. What are some, because obviously the grind's going on now in the off season. What are some of those things that you think need to be happening?
It's true. We have 98 days till our first competition in Cheyenne.
But who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting? I mean, it's not on my mind at all, obviously. But I think embracing that grind, we need to hit the weight room this summer. We need to play. We got to make sure we go out to these skills camps and these team camps and figure out what our identity is as a team and how all the pieces that we have mesh together. We're going to be pretty blessed with the team. There's some pretty impressive people coming out. We only graduated one senior, but granted, she had a heavy arm and carried a heavy load.
She was a rock star. Yep.
Yeah. No, she'll for sure be missed, but you know, we got a lot of good stuff coming.
You talk about that, especially, you know, we actually saw it in the basketball season as well. You had a really strong sophomore class and a strong junior class and all those girls potentially coming back this next year.
Yeah, there's going to be some really good ones coming back.
Star Valley High School new volleyball coach Kaylin Schwab in studio this morning for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach Schwab, want to give you a chance to talk about the volleyball camp that you're hosting next month. Of course, it's not just for your incoming varsity team. I mean, you're trying to build the whole program, right? From, you mentioned a lot of time in the middle school years. So tell us about this camp.
Yeah, you have some UVU coaches coming down from Utah Valley University. They're going to be here June 9th, 10th, and 11th, if that flyer's correct. Okay. And it's all day. It's a lot of volleyball, but volleyball is definitely a skill sport. What's funny is you tackle the same things in seventh grade that you tackle as a senior. You come in and you work your skills. But this is a good opportunity to, I don't know, be looked at by some college coaches, to learn from them, to hear different philosophies. And it's definitely worth your time. This is incoming seventh graders to incoming seniors that can come to this.
You still forming your staff. Kind of talk about that in terms of who you have so far and what you're hoping to kind of fill out with as you move forward through the summer.
Absolutely. So we have one of our middle school coaches is moving up, and that's McKenna Johnson. She played volleyball at Star Valley back in the day and some basketball too. We also got recently out of college, Emmy Barnes. She's kind of a rock star at Cokeville. You know, she's a great basketball player, great volleyball player. I'm sure all those 1A schools are very happy that she has graduated, but you know, the 4A schools are going to be scared to see her on her bench and helping us kind of compete at that level.
Coach Kaylin Schwab, Star Valley High School volleyball head coach. Coach, appreciate your time. Congratulations to you. If you could just leave one final message to the fans of Star Valley Volleyball and especially your players, I mean, what should they know about Coach Schwab and what you're going to hope to do here for Star Valley Volleyball?
I want to build the culture of volleyball. It's one of the fastest growing sports in the United States. You've got new professional leagues coming out. I want the people who play Star Valley Volleyball to love the sport. And I want them to maybe come back one day and come in and jump into the coaching realm and continue to help us to build this program. And if you're a fan, I think come out and support the team and come see what they're capable of doing. I looked at our schedule a little bit. We're not at home a lot next year. We're going to be on the road quite a bit. We're going to try to get battle tested. We're going to Cheyenne. We're going to Casper a bunch of times, which I'm not looking forward to the bus ride for that, but I'm excited for the challenge that that's going to present. So when Star Valley Volleyball is here in the fall, you know, come out and see what the team can do.
Absolutely. Coach Kaylin Schwab this morning, Star Valley High School Lady Braves Volleyball. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.